WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Freeform Radio. That's WMFO Medford. I'm Lucy Moen, and this is Naive Melodies. And yeah, I have a special guest with me here today.
Well, hey, Lou.
This is my dad, David Millman. And yeah, this is the second episode I'm doing, not in Medford, but actually in Portland, Oregon. And this is my dad. He's going to be joining me.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. I may have a few minutes in college radio in my background as well. So it's super fun to see you.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. There we go. And today we thought we'd explore Portland a bit through the music of the last 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. We have a lot of different songs. The entire song, well, voice crack, awesome. But this entire song, this entire set list is all bands from Portland, Oregon, or have some kind of connection to Portland, Oregon.
Right. Essentially, if they did more than just play a show here once, then as long as we could pull some
thread passed
together,
through, yeah.
That's right.
If they thought about maybe having a show in Portland, Oregon, they might have made it onto this set list.
That's right. And so we're going to start with one of the first bands to make it big nationally from Portland, the Kingsmen. But the challenge was to find a song of theirs not Louie Louie.
Which was a bit of a challenge at first. We didn't actually know if those songs existed, but we tried our best. And yeah, so we have that first song here for you today. It is Death of an Angel by the Kingsmen. I hope everyone enjoys.
My baby's gone home, and she left me to stay. My baby's gone and left me. My baby's gone away. I still remember the day she went away. That was the day that she left me to stay. I know my baby's gone. I don't know why I want to be beside her, but I'm afraid to die. My baby's gone, my baby's gone away. My baby's gone, yeah, she left me to stay. Oh, 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 baby, please come back home. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you.
So that was Death of an Angel by The Kingsmen, and that song after that was The Killing Moon, a cover originally by Echo and the Bunnymen, but covered by Pavement on a live BBC recording. And yeah, Dad, what did you think of those songs?
Well, wonderful the way they work together, of course, and Stephen Malkmus has been a resident in Portland, I think, for 20 years, something like that. So
he fits perfectly.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, anytime you can combine Portland, Echo and the Bunnymen, and Pavement, well,
you'd be a fool not to.
Right. That's right.
And what's the next song we have going?
So next up comes courtesy of Courtney Love and Hole. Courtney was grew up, I think, largely in Portland. I think she gets forgotten sometimes for the truly great music that she made. So it's really fun within the context of this show to spend some time thinking about her work.
I would make the argument that this is maybe the strongest Portland connection we have on the entire, of everything we've got.
It may be.
This might be the most true to this theme. But yeah, hope everyone enjoys. I am doll eyes, doll mouth, doll legs. I am doll arms, big veins, doll babe. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, they really do. Yeah. All five dedicated listeners to this show, my many adoring fans, which there are many, clearly, would know that this is my favorite part of each show. It's when I try my very hardest to play my PSA And this PSA is brought to you by the environment. And by the environment, I actually mean the Ad Council. This is a PSA about the environment.
Oh, wow.
Great big, introduction, right?
Big, big, big topic.
I know. This is great. A lot to say. And I hope everyone enjoys this PSA.
A lot of public service about to happen.
It's going
to
be great.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So that was our PSA of the hour. You know, brilliant work. Always a crowd pleaser.
You set it up so well.
We absolutely slam dunked that one. If I remember correctly, which I hope I do because this is the show, I believe the next song we have is Cherry by the Chromatics.
Yes.
Dad, what do you know about the Chromatics?
Well, less than I should, but it's the kind of band that you hear the music and it's... I know I've heard that on a lot of different TV shows and in movies, so I think they get a lot of soundtrack placements.
Yeah, and you know, my dad and I, we want the best for our listeners, so we went ahead and checked out, we did extensive research, and here's their Wikipedia page. I will pull my favorite quote off of the three sentences I read. The band originally featured a trademark sound indebted to punk and lo-fi that was described as noisy and chaotic. So I hope that everyone has that to look forward to.
They do.
All right, so here's Cherry by the Chromatics.
Thank you.
And we're back. For our next song, we went crate digging.
Yeah, we went deep, obscure.
Deep cut. this is New Shoes with their pop funk hit.
I can't wait.
That is it. And they are Pure Portland. Valerie Day, John Smith. They've been part of the Portland music scene for a very long time. I think I had the pleasure of meeting Valerie many years ago through a mutual friend, Marty Hughley. Hey, Marty. She was singing at a Portland Jazz Festival event, so she's got quite a range. But
different
this
from
is
the punk scene she belonged to back in the day.
There you go. There you go. That's right. That's right. So, well, let's bring back the Top 40 Portland style.
Of course. So that was I Can't Wait by New Shoes, and my dad's going to go ahead and introduce the next one.
Yes, well, as we work hard on smooth transitions, we're going to go from the pure pop of New Shoes to the pure punk of The Wipers, a super important Portland band from the mid to late 70s, one of the first, if not the first, punk bands in the Pacific Northwest, beloved by really all that came after. So, great to dig up the song and perfect for the set today.
So that was the Wipers with their optimistic love ballad, Better Off Dead. And this next song, this is my Gram's dedication. If you are a new listener to this show, I do a dedication to my grandmother Grams each and every week. So this is the sweetest song, I'd say, off this set list. So I was like, this is going to be the one I dedicate to my grandma. It seemed like dedicating Better Off Dead would not, like, just doesn't really have the same feel.
Mm-hmm. Nope. No. Nope.
Just won't do. So this is Say Yes by Elliot Smith.
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago and I grew up. I didn't know I'd be around the morning after. It's always been wait and see, a happy day, and then you pay and feel like shit the morning after. But now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. Situations get fucked up, turned around sooner or later. I could be another fool or an exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Cricket spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yeah. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after.
So that was Say Yes by Elliot Smith for my grandmother Grams. Grams, I love you a whole lot. And also, just want to give a quick shout out to all the friends back at Tufts. Miss you guys a whole lot. Shout out to, you know, everyone. Big, just very broad, just everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone I've ever met, really. Especially to Lacey Walls and Hannah Lolly, who always have a tendency to listen to these archives, which I cannot imagine, like, having the desire to listen to an hour of my voice recorded and kept in a file, but so kind.
Yes.
You guys do the hard work. I appreciate it. The Lord's work, really. Wow.
Okay, then. On that note, well, then let's just go right to Modest Mouse and with the convenient parking from the...
From the Lonesome Crowded West album.
There it is.
Yeah, here we go.
Melt the storm, sell these rocks. Well, aren't you feeling real dirty?
you something that you really love. Cause I like you, yeah, I like you. And it feels so bohemian like you. Yeah, I like you, yeah, I like you. And it feels, whoa. That guy just hanging at your pad, he's looking kinda, yeah, you broke up, that's too bad. I guess it's fair if he always pays a rent and he doesn't get bent about sleeping on the couch when I'm there. Cause I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel it's so bohemian like you. Yeah, I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel,
was a twofer, went straight from Modest Mouse and Convenient Parking directly into the Dandy Warhols with Bohemian Like You. Dandy Warhols, a Portland band through and through. For those of you who come to visit, Courtney Taylor has had a really terrific bar in the Pearl, or near the Pearl, somewhat near downtown, and super fun to visit. It's got some, I'm not sure you'd call it memorabilia, but cool things to look at. If you can go.
For all you avid Dandy Warhols fans.
There you go. There you go. So Lou, you've been in Oregon now a little over a week.
Yes.
Tell me what you've done.
What have I done? Well, I've spent a lot of time with my big brother, Jack Millman.
There you go.
That's right. There are many of us Millmans. I am one of two.
Yeah, there you go. I was like,
Yeah, so, really? So spent a lot of time with Jack Millman. Went to University of Oregon to visit a friend.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sammy. And mostly just spent a lot of time.
Got your second shot?
Got my second shot, which is phenomenal. If you have not gotten your COVID vaccine, please go schedule that if you're able to. Yeah, like super important, I'd say.
I would say yes. Yeah. I would say yes.
Some would say we are in a pandemic.
I think most would
I think most would say.
And there you have it. So what is next?
What is next? Well, next we've got a great song coming to you. We've got Slater Kinney's Modern Girl. So Slater Kinney, I hope there's no avid Slater Kinney fans right now listening to this and thinking, you fool, they're from Washington. I know. Believe me, I know. But I think that Carrie Brownstein is just a real, what do you want, Portlandian?
Yes, she's certainly a fixture here and very important to the city through the show Portlandia.
Yes,
just
of course.
She's been a big advocate for the city and
yeah,
we
great.
Like to claim her.
Yes, we will do so. She is Portland. Anyone who says otherwise, I don't know what you're talking about.
My baby loves me, I'm so happy.
So this is the part of the show where I realize I want to play a lot of music and I don't have a lot of time to do so. So this is Vanessa from Queens by Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks.
Aggression in the air this morning. Got your ballerina tights around my head, in a samurai pose on the bed. Vanessa from Queens, and the water dripping from the faucet, it's like Mardi Gras on the 12th of June. Why don't you let me love you, Vanessa from Queens.
Okay, and we're back on WMFO, and I'm David, Lucy's dad, and we are now moving into The Shins with yes. Phantom Limb.
Here we go.
Again. This is that foreign land where the spirit on turns and it all feels fine. Be it silk or sign.
Okay, that was The Shins with Phantom Limb. And now, as we reach our last song, as we told you, we're looking for any thread that would connect the artist to Portland. We know that the singer of this next group, Bill Wadhams, lives here. So that's good enough for us, right, Lou?
Perfect. It makes perfect sense.
It really does. So, and of course, who would ever pass up a chance to play Obsession by Animotion?
I wouldn't, and we won't.
We'll be right back.
So that was the last song of this show, and this is the first rendition of Portland Tapes with my dad.
Thank you, Lou, for having me on.
This is not the last you will hear of my dad on the show. We have plans to have a whole entire summer of collaboration.
Love it.
Yeah, so you've got that to look forward to. You've been listening to Naive Melodies on WMFO. This is the Portland Tapes, a special sub-series of the Naive Melodies, you know, existence. I don't really know what to refer to it as, but...
It just is.
It just is, exactly. And I hope everyone has enjoyed. I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. And that's it from DJ Lucy Millman and
her dad.
Her dad, David Millman. Much love and see you guys next week.
Hi, this is Terry Crews.